and head coach Michael Huger joins us now to talk about it. And coach, at the 15:30 mark, your team was down 13 points and you come back and win. What changed there at that point as your team sort of stabilized and then made a run?
We were looking for something to energize us. I thought we came out super duper flat and to start the second half. We went to the press. We went to our press and a couple different presses that we threw on and was able to speed them up, got a couple turnovers and got a couple buckets out of the turnovers and, made it a game, cut it to about six, and now it's a game, you know, and now guys got to, you know, be able to play and react to it. We put a little more pressure on them and those guys not being comfortable and just playing that way. So I thought we did a good job of you know, amping up the pressure and making it a real, you know, run and shoot game.
Also, you put Isaac Elsasser in the lineup at about that time, and, you know, nothing he did jumps off the stat sheet, but there seemed to be some calm for a few minutes that allowed the team to sort of regroup, and then you started to make your run. What did his presence bring?
Oh, Isaac is huge. Isaac is very smart, high IQ, plays extremely hard, can play through mistakes. He understands the offense better than any of the other guys between him and Chandler. They know the offense the best, and it's easy. I can throw Isaac at any position and knowing that he'll know how to run the play. So we went to our press, and Isaac knew where to go, how to trap, when to trap, and that kind of ignited us, and, you know, guys kind of followed his lead. So he was huge. As you said, nothing on the stat sheet jumps out, but just his presence and the timing of what he did was huge for us.
Well, the one thing on the stat sheet that does jump out for Isaac is a stat we didn't used to have in a box score, the plus-minus, but he was plus 18 in 9 minutes. So while he was
huge
on the floor, you outscored him by 18 points. Even bigger number for Rashawn Agee. You were plus 30 in the 24 minutes he played, and I
nice.
Know he won your OR for your post game. Rashawn tonight, foul trouble limited him a little in the first half, but he's been coming on for you, and I dare say that his more inspired play has come since he has not been in the starting lineup.
It has. You know, he's working his way back into the starting lineup, being consistent with what he does and what he brings. But I do like him coming off the bench just because of, you know, what he can do and what he can bring to our team. Just that energy that we get, that boost that comes right off the bench. So I got to make a decision soon on, you know, what to do with him, whether we'll start him or have him come off the bench. So we're right there right now.
Well, you look at Morgan State on the season, Coach. They force about 22 turnovers a game. You had 16 today, 15, 9 in the first half. It seemed like a lot of those were fairly early, too. You didn't turn the ball over that much today, really.
We didn't, but our biggest thing is live ball turnovers. We always talk about that. Two types of turnovers. Dead ball turnovers is when they got to take the ball out of bounds. Live ball turnovers is when they can go down and transition and score. We did a really good job of limiting our live ball turnovers. Did a much better job of taking care of the ball in the second half. We didn't turn it over at such a high clip and, you know, wasn't as frustrated with, you know, the effort that we gave once we started to press and play a little harder.
Well, you know, we talked about them crashing the offensive glass, and you do give up 22 second chance points, but you got 17 yourself. So that style of play they have where they turn it over a bunch, they turn you over a bunch, they crash the glass, they don't really protect the glass. Really, that was sort of a wash. And like you said, you came down the stretch with a lead of one or two possessions, and then clearly the double technical and the ejection on their coach gave you some breathing room, right?
It definitely did. It's hard when you're coaching. People don't realize how difficult it is to do what we do, and you got to get young men to follow your lead. You get frustrated sometimes, and temperature rises, and Coach Brodus is, you know, I've known him for quite some time now. And, you know, it's just difficult. I get it when you're trying to win a game and your frustrations boil over. But, you know, he'll be all right and, you know, we'll move on from it.
Also, Coach, Willie Lightfoot today had some freshman moments of real high accomplishment and a couple that weren't so great. But slowly but surely, he's starting to make more good plays than bad within games.
He is. He's working. He's getting better. He's figuring it out. Now we got to get them to bring that energy on a consistent basis and be involved from start to finish and understand what he can bring to the table when he's coming ready to compete like that.
Well, I think the other thing, too, is in the offensive end, especially once he stops thinking and just starts doing, it'll be better once he's fully comfortable, right?
Once he get a better understanding of what we're doing.
Right.
Right now he's playing off of instincts. And, you know, he has great instincts and a great feel for the game. But now he has to get a better understanding of what we're doing and what we're trying to do. So that's where we are right now with Willie.
And really knowing where his teammates are going to be or supposed to be, that kind of thing.
There you go.
Well, Coach, a five-game losing streak, nobody likes those, so real nice to get off the schneid. Got to feel good.
Very good. It feels great to finally, you know, win one. You know, it's difficult sleeping at night when you're thinking about it and thinking about ways you can help your team and to become better and different things, so you try not to overthink it and do things out of the ordinary. So, you know, try to keep it simple and just get more organized and more poised down the stretch, and I thought we did a good job of that tonight.
Well, Coach, congrats on the win, and next port of call will be Norfolk, Virginia. We'll see you there.
Thank you very much.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger.